And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And a violent burst of severe weather has left at least four people dead in southern Michigan after powerful storms, including at least one tornado tore through communities late Friday. Authorities say the hardest hit area was around Union City and Branch County, where a suspected tornado ripped through neighborhoods near Union Lake, destroying homes, snapping trees, and scattering debris across roads and power lines. Three people were killed there, and a dozen others were injured, several seriously. And about 50 miles away in Cass County, officials confirmed another fatality after a separate tornado touched down near Edwardsburg. Several other people in that area were also hurt, as buildings and barns suffered heavy structural damage. Storm damage has been reported across multiple towns in southwest Michigan, including Three Rivers, where businesses and structures were hit by high winds and flying debris. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center to coordinate response efforts and assist local crews working through the destruction. Meteorologists say the storm system that produced the tornado developed quickly and is a part of a larger severe weather outbreak that stretched across the Midwest and Plains. Damage surveys are expected to continue through the weekend as the National Weather Service determines how many tornadoes actually touched down. And we will be right back after this message from Thumb Cellular.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you. Thumb Cellular,
proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we are back with some national news for you. The researchers at the University of Edinburgh have observed electrons moving across solar molecules in just 18 femtoseconds. And don't worry, if you don't know what that is, I've got the definition here for you, because I didn't know what it was. It is 1/quadrillionth of a second. It's used in physics and chemistry to measure ultra-fast processes such as atomic vibrations or chemical reactions. Jobs that actually use this is laser technology, scientific research, and femtochemistry. So, with that out of the way, let's continue. This molecular catapult effect is triggered by tiny atomic vibrations that launch electrons at near limit speeds. Understanding this mechanism could lead to the development of much more efficient solar panels. And the study provides a blueprint for engineering materials that capture and transfer energy with minimal loss as well. and the airline IndiGo has grounded over 100 international flights today, citing operational disruptions linked to the Iran-Israel conflict. The cancellations primarily affect routes passing through or near Middle Eastern airspace. Travelers are being offered full refunds or rebooking as the airline prioritizes safety. Industry experts predict further disruptions for global carriers as the Epic Fury military operation intensifies throughout the region. And we'll be right back with some international news after this message from our sponsor, Morel Equipment.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back with some international news. And in our national news, we were talking about the Israel-Iran war. We have some more on that for you. The Israeli military confirmed a fresh series of strikes targeting Hezbollah infrastructure in the Daya area of southern Beirut. The IDF stated that the operations are aimed at neutralizing command centers and weapons caches. Smoke plumes were visible across the city as the bombardment continued throughout the morning. Residents had been warned to evacuate, but the dense population of the area has made safe relocation difficult. And a passenger train service has been launched on the Etihad rail network to help evacuate citizens stranded near the Saudi Arabian border. The move is a direct response to the escalating regional conflict and the closure of several major air routes. The rail service provides a vital lifeline for those trapped by travel disruptions in West Asia, and officials say the network will remain operational for humanitarian purposes as long as security permits. And that was your news for this hour. Again, my name is Tate Cervantes. And we have no obituaries at this time to report, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for your weather, cancellations, obituaries, and news. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.